Scriptures say that all of our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. That doesn't mean speak of our sin. But that, the fact is, our righteousness is our sin. A preacher said that years ago. He said, sin has slain its thousands and self-righteousness its 10,000s. Hell is full of people who thought themselves someone, thought themselves righteous. And yet the good thing is that the Lord doesn't leave those that he came to save to that delusion. We walk in it for a while, but when it pleases God to reveal Christ in us, now all of a sudden we see that our own clothes, whatever we take, is our righteousness, considers a goodness, he takes and causes it to stink. You ever put on a shirt, you can, well, blouse or whatever, that you think you can wear one more day, get the sniff test. And when you first sniff it, you think it's pretty good, and then you get out in the heat, and all of a sudden you think, whoa, why did I put this thing on? That's the abhorrence that the Lord teaches us concerning any thought of goodness in ourselves. Wherever the gospel is preached in truth, there's going to be conflict. Wherever Christ is set forth in his glory, there's going to be enemies. And that's what God has purposed. And you say, well, why? Well, again, that men might see that Christ is that one that he's, that the Father has purposed to glorify in all things. And that in the end, he does get the glory. Irrespective of the means of what God uses to bring all men into subjection, whether in grace or in judgment, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he's Lord. And so that's the case here with Abner. What's clear in Scripture is that God is the author and the governor of this world and all that takes place. Well did Isaiah prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. I think about that, even like the song we sing. How easy it is to turn to a hymn and say, let's sing this song, and yet our minds are disengaged. We're not truly considering the word. And I'll tell you, our hymn book, you have to be very selective in what we sing. There's 400 some hymns in there, but there's only about 40 of them, if you notice, that I ever point out or have us sing. And it's because what we do is to the glory and honor of Christ. Otherwise, it's vain worship. In vain, verse 9, they do worship me, teaching for doctrines, the commandments of men. There again, you see doctrines is in plural. Wherever it has to do with the doctrine of Christ, it's always singular. But doctrines, whatever men hold to in tradition, they worship God in vain. And then he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. It's as if he's leaving these Pharisees to themselves. Now he's directing this attention to people that these Pharisees wanted following them. He called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand. Not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man. How much have we grown up hearing touch not, taste not, have not? And in one fell swoop, the Lord said, it's not what goes into the mouth of a man that defiles a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man.